Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Kyle Shanahan opening injury comments on the conference call today.
There's still no injuries from the game. Guys who missed the game, Ricky Purcell, a knee, we're hoping to get him back in practice Wednesday. Brock with his toe, will continue to progress him. Should get more here this week. And then Alfred Collins with his hip, will continue to evaluate him, see how he is when he comes in Wednesday.
Okay, this is first of all, largely a good report. No new injuries. I don't know if he's used that phrase all year. And secondly, there's some hope that that Ricky's going to get back to practice on Wednesday. And I only used his first name because for the second week in a row, last week I thought it was just sort of like a twisty of the tongue.
I'm with you right now.
Are we saying Ricky Pearsall's name wrong, or is Kyle?
Kyle, and it's been more than 2 weeks. It's every time he says his name.
What it's the Purcell. Purcell.
What the hell is going on?
I have no idea.
Call Herm Edwards and find out if the guy's name is actually Ricky Pearsall.
Hello?
You play to win the game.
No wonder he keeps getting hurt. His coach doesn't even know his name.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, come on. First-round draft capital, and you don't know his name? Or do we not know his name? Maybe we're doing it wrong.
I mean, yeah.
Listen to it again.
There's still no injuries from the game. Guys who missed the game, Ricky Purcell, a knee. We're hoping to get him back in practice Wednesday.
Purcell?
Brock with his toe, will continue to progress him. Should get more here this week. And then Alfred Collins with his hip, will continue to evaluate him, see how he is when he comes in Wednesday.
He makes him sound like a small version of what women carry on their shoulder.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Ricky Purcell. What the, like, I don't know why this stuff.
It's not a purse. It's a Purcell.
It's a Purcell.
Yeah.
Smaller. You know, if you only got a few things to carry.
That's right.
We'll make up something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Somewhere between a purse and a fanny pack.
Exactly.
It's a Purcell.
A clutch.
Right.
But it's a Purcell.
Clutch. The 49ers, they've been kind of clutch sometimes this year.
Yep.
Anyway, these are the kinds of things that bother me. Not what uniform the team is wearing and what number you wear. I get bothered by, are we saying the guy's name wrong? And
possibly.
If we're not, then he is, and I'm bothered by that.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
His job is not to pronounce people's names right.
Well, but except, like, I don't know, ours is. That is our job. So this matters to me.
Pazemski.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Ricky Purcell. Anyway, all right, here's the next part. And the question is in here. So this is about Purdy and what Kyle needs to see.
With all this time off, do you want to see Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices from Brock? Pretty much no limitations before you start him.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what we want to see it, want to hear from him, and want three aggressive practices, and want to make sure he feels good after all of them each day, too.
Okay. Joe Burrow has had his practice window open for the Cincinnati Bengals. He also had turf toe. His was considered the most serious variety and, in fact, had surgery right away. And for all we know, Joe Burrow might play this year before Brock does. Now, I know Brock got a game in there. The Niners lost it against the Jags. He got re-injured. But we as a group were having this conversation earlier today. The Burrow thing has kind of triggered some members of the group into thinking that the 49ers totally botched this. I'm going to admit what I guess I can only call, like, there's a little bit of a piece of Swiss cheese in me talking about injury stuff. And here's what I'm getting at. I don't know how, as a fan or a member of the media, we can ever hold players and teams fully accountable for the guesswork that is involved in coming back from an injury or for how long your injury takes to heal. Do you remember when Kawhi Leonard wouldn't come back for the Spurs? It's so good. And Tony Parker finally ripped him, and Tony went, I had that injury, and I came back in a month.
I believe he could have come back sooner, I do not know why he did not come back.
And Kawhi's been out for six, and I did a whole thing. I'm like, Tony, who the hell are you? Mm. That's not your body. You do your injury, he'll do his injury. There are obviously little differences in every injury, and every body is different, and there is so much guesswork and so much that's out of control. So I'll admit that up front. I have a very hard time getting mad at a player or a team for all of the things that go into return to play.
I do too. In terms of...
Thank you, Steve.
I do, but every injury is different. And I do think that if you have a garden variety, whatever, broken wrist, for example, we know that it's 4 to 6, yep, and that's going to be the deal. And you come back in 4 to 6, and I don't even know if that's the right number for a broken wrist, but you get the point, which is broken bone, boom, dot, 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 you get it, this is the thing. Turf toe is one of those ones where it could either be 1 to 2 weeks or your life. Like, I mean, Patrick Willis,
sort of,
career, yeah, over.
Right.
And I don't even know if his career was going to be over anyway.
Yeah,
but
I don't think it would. If he had done that when he was 24, his career would not have been over.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do think that turf toe, and part of it's the name turf toe, we don't even really know what that is. If there was a name for it, like if there was a ligament that we all knew, and if you had like a grade 1, grade 2, grade 3 sprain of that ligament.
Totally.
Like the ACL, for example. We know like a torn ACL, and the other one is in baseball. Like, oh, Tommy John, 9 to 12 months. We know, boom, you get Tommy John, you're gone for 9 to 12 months. We know that. We'll see you whenever. And the other one that I'm thinking about is the Brandon Ayuk, and I did this last year when he tore his ACL and his MCL.
And his everything else.
And when you do that, like, your return to play is, it's like a 3-month window between, like, it was either going to be, like, late July or early November. And here we are, and we're on the back end of what the normal, yeah, RTP, return to play protocol, is. And so to your point, Mark, you just never know. And so Brock Purdy had turf toe, and they thought, couple weeks, you're back, and he played, and he got hurt again, and it got worse, and now he's been out for 6 weeks. And so we don't know his, Joe's, we don't know anybody's turf toe relative to anybody else.
Let's go ahead and out the member of our family that's all ticked off about this, because you can tell he's chomping at the bit. Go ahead, Grandy. Why did the Niners woefully mishandle this?
Well, I'm surprised you feel the way that you feel, Willard, because,
yeah,
you're the biggest fan of Brock Purdy at this station.
I am.
And the Niners rushed
in the whole bay. Thank,
yeah, okay.
You.
Yeah, ahead. You know, yeah,
please.
Didn't want to overstate it.
He's the president of Purdistan.
Yeah, maybe.
Impossible to overstate your love for Brock, I,
yeah,
suppose.
I mean, maybe his wife, but go ahead.
And they did him a disservice by playing him too early, and the whole season is lost for Brock now.
Yeah,
and
maybe
the season for the Niners is not lost as a result of Purdy's injury. That's because Mac has played pretty darn well. But for you, I feel like you should think that the Niners' season has been lost because of the way they handled Brock's injury, because you think so highly of Brock.
Well, first of all, they're 6-4, so the season has not been lost, number one. But number two...
Would they have won a couple more games if Brock was fully healthy?
Maybe, but I look at it this way. Think of the way you just said that the 49ers did Brock a disservice by playing him. Well, what if Brock, and I bet he did, badly pushed to play.
Oh, I'm sure he did, but it's not his decision to make.
But how are the 49ers supposed to accurately and perfectly know exactly what's going to happen when he goes back out on the field? They can't feel what he feels.
You can't exactly predict anything that's ever going to happen.
There you go.
They said all the right things leading up to it. Turf toe's really tough. It lasts a whole lot longer than you ever think. Brock, we're going to play it safe. We recommend you get surgery, because now, even when he comes back, Shanahan has said he's not going to be 100%.
Right.
But Burrow comes back, he's going to be 100% because he had a surgery to fix the issue.
But you don't know that. Surgery to fix the issue does not automatically mean 100%, and I'm going to keep pushing back on 100% because you go through the locker room. Go Wednesday. Go to the locker room. Stand in the middle right during the open media portion and go, come meet me in the middle. Who's 100%? You'd be by yourself.
You know what I mean. Surgery addresses the issue much more than Brock just hanging out does.
But only the most significant turf toe injuries even call for surgery. I don't even know if what Joe got would have been appropriate for Brock. I'm not going to act like I know that. So I know that we love to sit here in...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Definitive land, where it's like, it didn't go well, so you're a bunch of morons who mishandled this. I think we've got to offer the grace of like, man, there's no way to have a perfect definitive answer when it comes to this stuff. They clearly thought Ricky Pearsall was coming back in 2 weeks. They clearly thought that. You'll never convince me otherwise. They were wrong. They didn't push him. I don't know if they're gun-shy now. I have no idea. But I just think all of these things are so delicate, and they all need to be handled as their own story. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you don't want to assign blame for what's happened, that's fine. I suppose I can understand it. But the bottom line is, Willard and Dibbs, feels like the Niners have been wrong about this kind of thing often recently. I mean, Ricky Pearsall is the other one. Like they just flat-out misread both of these injuries. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, but to be...
Ayuk, too. He was supposed to return in Week 10. And Week 10's come and gone, and his window isn't even open.
I was going
to
ask you about that, if you thought that they've mishandled that. But you're talking about two players who they've not put back out on the field. They have played that more conservative.
Yeah, but just misreading the injury situation in the first place.
Yeah, to me, that's...
I just don't think that it's as cut and dry as that when you have these types of injuries. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a radio doctor. And when you've got...
You are.
Ricky Pearsall's injury, which is a PCL, which is what McCaffrey had, and Christian McCaffrey got hurt, and he just collapsed, he crumbled, and it's like, okay, you're done. Your PCL is so bad that we don't want to play you anymore. I don't think that Ricky Pearsall's was that bad. And if it was that bad, like, for example, Mykel Williams, torn ACL, and you look at it, and it's a torn ACL, and it's a clean tear, okay, you know what that is. That is 6 to 9 months. You're done. You don't play football anymore. And Nick Bosa, same thing.
Yep.
You're done. Fred Warner, like, what happened to him? Well, he might be able to come back in December or January. We don't know, but probably not. But you know what that is. And so those are much more cut and dry. And when Ricky Pearsall has a knee injury, that's a PCL, and it's not a total tear, it's a little bit more, I think, gray area. And I also believe that's where Brock Purdy's was. Like, Joe Burrow's was so bad that, oh, man.
No question about
boom,
it. Yep,
surgery,
exactly.
You're gone 3 months.
Couldn't walk.
Right. And
he
it's
couldn't
been,
walk off the field, barely.
And it's been 2 months, and now he's, you know, hopefully going to be back in 3 or 4 weeks. I don't even know if he'll play again.
Yeah, like, let's not act like we know the end of that story either.
We don't. Yep. And I think that when you have these tougher calls on injuries, I think that you have to, you know, look at it. And for me, I'm always going to lean toward the doctor, and I believe in the Niners medical staff. I don't know them, but I think that they're mostly competent from what I've seen. Like George Kittle, he had the hamstring, and it was like, oh boy, that was so bad. 4 weeks, boom, you're done. You're going on IR for sure. And so I think that these other ones are a little bit gray area.
I agree.
It's a tough call.
I mean, 925 text line. They did themselves a disservice for having two guys that could have been on IR. I'm always curious as to why fans are so activated by, get them on IR. Who cares? It's not like they were going to do anything. What were they going to do with those roster spots? Call somebody up from the practice squad and do what? If you're on IR, you don't get to be at practice.
Right,
you don't
for
get
4 weeks.
Right. You don't get to run on the side. You don't get to do any of the things that you need to do to get back.
And fans, like, you should know this. You only get 8 spots
right.
all year, and they've already used 6. So if
so that would have been it.
That'd be it.
That'd be it.
Right. So you have 8 spots of IR designated to return. And if you don't think that these guys are definitely going to be IR, then you don't do that.
Yeah, and like we're barely over the halfway point of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.